Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the first of a two-part interview with Maribel Batcher. She's the Vice President of Public Policy and Communication for Harris Entertainment. Also worked way back in the Reagan administration. She also worked for Governor Schwarzenegger and Governor Gwynn. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Josh Hicks, Chip Evans, and Steve Robinson. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
And our 2010 TV spot, we wow them with stuff they don't need. Like a year supply of fruitcake, a pooch, and a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
Renovation, a medical spa by Dr. Charles Burden, offering Restylane and Botox treatments plus a full-service spa. Drift away with a tranquil Swedish massage. Our facials are customized for your specific skin care needs. Rejuvenate the whole body with one of our many body wraps and finish with a professional manicure, pedicure, or makeup application. Renovation, a medical spa. Treatments to refresh your life. 960 Collin Crossing, one block west of McCarran at Plum.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
In 2010, we triple our profits with a new thing we call a website. They get fruitcake, a pooch, and a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We are very pleased to welcome back to the program Maribel Batcher. She is the Vice President of Public Policy and Communication for Harris Entertainment, has been involved in politics going back to the Reagan administration when she was 8 years old.
Yes, thank you.
And this is going to be the first of a two-part show with you because we've got so many things to talk to you about. First of all, let's talk about the thing that's in the news right now, which is the arena deal that Harris wants to build. Fill us in on the latest on this.
First of all, thanks for having me back, Sam. It's nice to be back on the show. The arena situation, deal I think you called it, in Las Vegas is essentially Harris has property behind Imperial Palace and Harris, Las Vegas, that we had quite some time ago wanted to develop for arena. We had a partner, AEG. This is prior to 2008 and the recession. Because of economics, AEG and others who were interested in being investors in our arena pulled out. We reconsidered that whole idea and decided that far better would be to have a community arena in Las Vegas, one which, as we call it, Switzerland, everyone could participate. MGM could, for example, host the Country Music Awards there. The National Finals Rodeo could be hosted there. The Stations Casino could have their extreme fights there, etc. It would be open to everyone, owned by no one, owned by a 501c4, a nonprofit. and we would donate the land. So in order to gain support for this idea, which would need some public funding, not 100%, but some public funding, and by the way, no arena has been built in the United States for 10 years without some type of public funding. It just doesn't happen, and particularly in the current economic situation. So we went before the county commission, Clark County, and asked them to support us in an initiative to place this idea on the ballot, because it is a 0.9% tax in a special district on the Strip only, for which, of course, you would need public support. And we were not successful before the county commission. So under the NRS, obviously, we can obtain signatures and go before the Nevada State Legislature with those signatures, with a bill in hand, and asked to be placed on the state ballot.
Were you surprised by the opposition?
Some of it, not all of it. We've had some controversy and since the beginning. For example, not to name my dear friends up the street, but MGM Resorts International, as they are now branded, has opposed this from the beginning. They have opposed public funding of an arena. They contend that they have two arenas. They do. At Mandalay Bay and MGM. However, those are aging arenas, and their capacity is in question to maintain the type of events that Las Vegas needs to maintain. And we also have Thomas & Mack, which was a publicly funded arena, that now is aging and cannot support the type of high-end events that we must have in the future to keep Las Vegas competitive.
What kind of cost and what kind of capacity were you looking at?
Arenas today throughout the United States are built to be intimate. So the high capacity arenas are about 26,000. The lower end capacity arenas are about 17. This would, different configurations would hold between 17 and 20,000.
And what kind of cost?
Well, we're asking for the public cost to be about in the $350 to $400 million range. But we have investors that are interested to bring it to a state of the art arena, which would be about a $600-700 million arena.
And, you know, with the current financial crisis in the state, what do you think your chances are?
Sam, I think this is imperative. We can't stand in one place in Nevada. We have to always be futuristic. We are the international home of entertainment. We cannot remain competitive if we don't have a state-of-the-art arena that will continue to bring in great events where all of the hotel resorts can benefit. Also, we're very hopeful of bringing in a professional sports team. And we have to remain competitive in Nevada. In order to bring us to a competitive level, we have to have some public funding. But with that public funding, we will bring in revenues to the state with an arena that will far outstretch those that we're asking.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Reno, on a much smaller scale, has had amazing mm-hmm. success with the Aces baseball team.
It's been
team,
fantastic.
And the stadium was paid for in part by the rental tax on
mm-hmm.
cars.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
There certainly is an example of tremendous.
It's a very good example, and truly it's an example that's used throughout the West when people talk about arenas.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about Harrah's and its current situation. Mm-hmm. Just purchased Planet Hollywood. That mm-hmm. seems to be going well.
It's fantastic. We have doubled its profitability within 1 month.
Well, and it's been very interesting because TPG and Apollo, who are the two main owners of Harrah's, are just all over the place doing these amazing deals beyond just working with Harrah's and doing a lot of buying up debt of mm-hmm. companies, including Harrah's own debt, mm-hmm. In terms of seeking more profitability. Isn't this the most amazing economic times you've ever seen?
Well, it is, but...
If you have cash.
TPG and Apollo are private equity groups in the top 10 private equity groups in the world, and they're very bright men and women. And they're... investments, both in equity as well as in debt, cover the landscape. Everything from entertainment to real estate to airlines. So they're very smart, wise money managers.
All right, let's take a break. Much more with Maribel Batchel when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
On Harry Reid's watch, Nevada's unemployment rate has shot past 14%, highest in the country. Our foreclosure rate is highest in the nation. Home values have dropped almost 50%. Those aren't just numbers. They're people who've lost their jobs, families who've lost their homes. Harry Reid's dragged Nevada down to perhaps its lowest point ever. And he wants to call me an extremist? I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Is your child happy in school? There is another way. Bluefield Prep is a values-driven college preparatory school for grades 3 through 12 that offers affordable instruction completely online and puts the power to direct your child's education back in your hands. Whether your child needs to be more challenged or your child needs more time than a traditional classroom allows, Bluefield Prep has a solution to fit. Call today to receive the free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education. Join thousands of other families who are taking control of their child's education by discovering online education. Bluefield Prep offers a fully accredited academic program overseen by a team of qualified, caring instructors. Bluefield Prep even offers an early college option that can save thousands in college tuition. So call the number below today for your free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education, with no obligation, or go online to bluefieldprep.com. Every child deserves to be happy in school, so don't wait. Call Bluefield Prep now. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Maribel Batcher. She's Vice President of Public Policy and Communications with Harris Entertainment. Okay, you came out as a Republican for Reid.
I did.
Why?
Because I believe Harry Reid's leadership of Nevada is absolutely crucial, not only now and in the past, but more importantly in the future.
For what reasons?
He's a majority leader of the United States Senate.
I don't mean to ask what sounds like a stupidly obvious question. But
I'm surprised by that, Sam.
But, you know, there are people out there that are conservatives that say, we don't care who's in there, we want to get rid of Harry Reid.
I think that's silly, Sam. Why would you put a person in the United States Senate representing your state when you only have two opportunities and have that person be irrelevant? That's silly. I've had very good Republican friends say similar things to me. And I've challenged Sharon Angle, whom I know from her days in the legislature, with whom I worked with when I was chief of staff to Governor Gwynn. God bless his soul. They have said, well, Maribel, yes, Sharon's thoughts, her policies, her ideas are extreme, but they're so extreme, Maribel, that no one will pay attention to her. She'll be irrelevant, but we can get rid of Harry. That is terrible. I can't even imagine a state, let alone a state with our small population, small representation, therefore, in the nation's capital, would act that somebody's okay if they're irrelevant and not paid attention to in the United States Senate. How could you even think of that way?
One of the raps against Senator Reid is that even as majority leader, he doesn't bring as much to the state as the Republicans would
like
to see.
The facts, Sam, you know. The facts are just not there.
My job is to play devil's advocate.
Well, the facts are not there. Harry Reid, Senator Reid, has brought a tremendous amount of jobs, opportunities within the stimulus package back to our our state. One small thing that Harry Reid did, not only for our state, for Nevada, but all of the country, is he was able at the last minute. Senator Ensign helped as well. To put in the COD, which was a cancellation of debt provision, that saved thousands of jobs in Nevada. Only as Senate Majority Leader could Harry Reid do that. There was no bill. There was no bill in the House. There was no bill in the Senate. And at the last minute, Harry Reid was able to negotiate the cancellation of debt, which saved thousands of Nevada jobs, saved thousands of jobs at Harris alone, and jobs throughout this country.
Why do you think that Senator Reid is not able to move the numbers as far as the polls go?
I think it's a hard year, Sam. It's a very hard year. People are anxious. They're angry. They've lost their job. They've lost their home. They've lost their retirement. They're scared. I mean, we all know people in our lives who are worried and anxious and scared. And therefore, the political climate is very difficult. I've never seen anything like this. So for anybody who is an incumbent, frankly, it's tough sledding, even for, you know, Republicans in some cases.
It's interesting times as far as political advertising goes. We have not seen the Tea Party Express come in at this point in the race after the primary. Club for Growth is sitting on the sidelines as well. Do you expect to be able to turn on your television and radio in the next couple of months and actually see programming beyond commercials?
I hope so. those people will enter, and there are other, if you're talking about conservative funders,
right?
There are plenty. So,
But you're going to see a lot of money on both sides.
I mean, yeah,
unions
absolutely.
Are not going to sit on the sidelines.
No. There's too many things that are important.
Do you see in the end that somebody wins this race, or they just defeat the other person because they've made them look so bad? Because
I don't know. That's a hard thing to say. I mean, sadly, negative campaigning and negative advertising works. Everyone says they dislike it. As a voter, I dislike it. Unfortunately, voters pay attention to it, and it moves dials. So with that, I don't know whether people are defeated or win. I like to be optimistic and patriotic, I believe, and say they win, as opposed to just defeat people.
Okay, we're going to hold you over here for the whole weekend and bring you back next week, okay?
Can I change my clothes?
You can, but I don't think you brought a spare set. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this time.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On Harry Reid's watch, Nevada's unemployment rate has shot past 14%, highest in the country. Our foreclosure rate is highest in the nation. Home values have dropped almost 50%. Those aren't just numbers. They're people who've lost their jobs. Families who've lost their homes. Harry Reid's dragged Nevada down to perhaps its lowest point ever. And he wants to call me an extremist? I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
Are you one of the thousands of Americans who've been touched by mesothelioma? If you're a victim of mesothelioma, it's likely that exposure to asbestos is to blame. The dangers of asbestos have been reported for nearly 100 years. So while companies in the asbestos industry understood the risks, many failed to protect their workers. If you're a victim of mesothelioma, don't wait to take action. Start planning for your family's future. Call 1-800-793-0388 now. That's 1-800-793-0388. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson.
We've been in business for over 100 years, and that's a lot of milk. Federal regulations were driving us out of business. There was a lot of worry in the faces of our employees. Because of Senator Reid, we continue to stay in business. He really came through for us.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Steve Robinson is here, Director of State Government Affairs for R&R Partners. Josh Hicks is here, the attorney with Brownstein Hyatt, former Chief of Staff to Governor Givens, and Chip Evans, Chair of the Washoe County Democratic Party. Pleasure to have you all here. I want to start out internationally with an interesting statistic sent out from the Afghanistan Study Group, a pretty conservative group. And one of the things they say in this current report on Afghanistan is the group concludes that this war's massive management mess is that the price tag to U.S. taxpayers has soared to nearly $100 billion annually. Compared to that, the astonishing fact that Afghanistan's gross national product is only one-seventh of this, $14 billion. Washington is now spending more on Afghanistan and its failing efforts than the entire annual cost of the new U.S. health insurance program. Your thoughts on that, and how long can this keep going on?
Well, I don't know. With this administration, $100 billion, not that much. If and some of those figures in there, I guess I would question that that was equal to the entire health care system,
this year.
I think this.
The entire annual cost of the new health care system.
Yeah, I guess it could be. I think we need
these
to make...
These are people. These are pretty conservative folks.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that group, but I'm sure there's some accuracy in there. Look, I think we need to make some decisions about Afghanistan. And they're going to be hard ones. It's all clouded by politics now. The president made some commitments during the campaign that Afghanistan was the war to fight, and he's alienated a good part of his party because of it. So after the election, I think there's got to be some kind of bipartisan meeting of the minds on where we go from here. Because I agree, not just in money, but in blood, this country's got to make some decisions about whether we continue to send our troops over to that country.
It's sounding more and more to me that this is winding down.
It sounds like it. We've got the president saying combat operations are ceasing in Iraq at the end of next year. Maybe the next step is to do something in Afghanistan. Like Steve said, it's an enormous cost over there. We've been in Afghanistan for a long time. We've spent a lot on our military for a long time, and I think we've been doing some good stabilization work over there. But at some point,
in what way? We have a completely corrupt government there.
We have a corrupt government. We had a corrupt government before. I happen to think that that's an unstable region of the world, and having our presence there is helpful to the world's stability.
But don't you think that we can do it by using other means than having a huge standing army there?
You know, I'm probably not the expert to ask on that kind of thing. I'm not an expert in military policy. There might be other ways. Certainly, if we're spending that much money, it's probably going to force the issue and force the administration and the government to start thinking about other ways to handle the situation.
Your thoughts on this from both a political and a financial point of view?
Well, from a political point of view, Afghanistan's problematic for the country, for Democrats, for the president. It's a huge challenge. It's very hard to separate out the native Afghan culture and society from the terrorist threats. And if the terrorist threats are a bunch of folks up in the mountains between there and Pakistan...
Well, this report basically says Al-Qaeda's gone. And if they were to come back, we can take care of them by other means.
And if we can separate ourselves out from trying to make Afghanistan into some sort of mirror of what we think it ought to be, I think that's really the salvation. I agree. You know, after this election, if we can depoliticize it just a little bit and go at it rationally, I think there ought to be an exit strategy that says, you know, our interests are maybe managing that border with Pakistan, and let's not prop up
and
the government.
And that is the real, in fact, the real key in that area is not Afghanistan, but India and Pakistan. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's change topics now. Press release comes out yesterday afternoon from Gary Gray on behalf of John Asagera. Asagera vows to shine a bright light on government. Majority leader says it's time to change the way that Nevada government does business. And they were looking on measures now to basically establish a two-year cooling-off period before an elected official can be hired to lobby the government body where he or she served, creating a two-year cooling-off period before an elected official or regulator can be hired to work for any agency they regulated or oversaw. Great timing on this, huh?
Well, the timing was perfect with what recently happened in Clark County with the attempt by the judges to hire a former lawmaker as their lobbyist. This has been something
15 minutes ago, former lawmaker.
Right, right. So it was very recent. You know, it's been something that's been out there for a while. Rory Reid has had it as part of his platform, a longer cooling off period for lawmakers. So this is part of that too. It's really been no secret that our ethics laws have a lot of gray areas in them in the state, especially when it comes to cooling off periods. And I think you're just seeing a reaction to that. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but at the same time, you know, long cooling off periods can make it difficult for people to actually get out there and make a living as well.
Chip, your thoughts on this? You've got about 30 seconds.
You know, this whole cooling off period and government employees getting back into the private industry, there's a long history of that. That's an evolved science. Nevada's just way behind the curve, and this ought to pull us a little more current with best practices.
You get the last word, Steve.
Oh, I agree. But I don't think the law should deprive people of the ability to make a living. There just should be a distinction, however, between your official duty and the job that you take. And so there's got to be a sub-separation of time. You can't be negotiating a deal while you're a sitting legislator for your next job. I don't think you should.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout. On the next face-to-face, was it fraud, greed, bad leadership, or all of the above that caused the financial meltdown plaguing Nevada and the rest of the country? We'll hear from two Las Vegans on the commission charged with reporting to the president. Next, face-to-face.
This Labor Day, you could choose the kind of bed that keeps you tossing, turning, and waking up with back pain just because it's on sale. Or you could choose this, a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. A bed so ingenious, it calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs.
Wow.
And now for Labor Day, announcing our biggest sale of the year. A sale so big, every single Sleep Number bed set is on sale, with savings of $100 to $1,300. And Queen mattresses now starting at just $599. Now's the time to graduate from coils, springs, and sleepless nights to a bed that in clinical trials relieved back pain in 9 out of 10 people.
This is probably the longest I've been on my back. I usually can't stay in this position.
A bed that adjusts separately on each side so couples can finally sleep soundly together in the same bed.
I actually enjoy sleeping next to my husband now.
Sale extended through September 12th, and you'll only find the Sleep Number bed in one place, a Sleep Number store near you.
It's pretty simple. While Democrats pushed through a jobs bill that kept the doors open at local schools, hospitals, and senior centers, Republicans voted to lay off hundreds of thousands of Americans. While Democrats looked out for us, paying for this bill by eliminating corporate tax loopholes, Republicans looked out for CEOs who ship jobs overseas. It's a clear choice this November. Either we open the door to a better future, or we slam the door in its face.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, check out our new feature on the website, Nevada News Channel, with interviews with John Ensign and Danny Tarkanian. Coming up next week, part 2 of our interview with Mary Bell Batcher and a lot more. We'll see you then.